into predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Old room. Great. Until Kimmy got in bed with me.
I should have told you, I sleepwalk and sleep cuddle.
You also sleep snore and sleep drool.
It's true.
This is so great. We got to see Dad before the Wake Up San Francisco reunion, and now we get to see you after.
Well, Jesse's been so busy with his new job in LA, and I really miss hanging out with you guys.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Becky, we're over here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah, guys, you gotta see what's in the living room. It's incredible. It's amazing. It's... I'm out of adjectives. Come on, you guys. Add one more.
Oh, my Lanta.
The whole house smells like potpourri.
Who are these for?
I don't know. I just sent the delivery guy in and signed my mom's name.
What? You signed my name?
Yeah, I'm getting really good at it. Oh, and by the way, thanks for getting me out of gym class. Gotta go.
Where's the card?
Oh. I don't see one.
Ooh, someone has a secret admirer.
It's no secret. They must be from Fernando. Oh, he's trying so hard to put our marriage back together. Last week, he even got a tattoo of me on his left butt cheek.
These roses are obviously for me. I just have to figure out who they're from. I mean, it could be Darren from the coffee shop, Val from Club Euphoria, or this baseball player I just started seeing.
Oh, please. Do any of them have your face on their butt?
That's none of your business.
What about DJ and the hot doggy doc?
Matt? Oh, we only kissed once. I mean, that would be way too much, way too soon.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 roses in here. I mean, you'd have to be one heck of a kisser.
Well, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot toot!
Hey, what about Steve? He's been crazy about you since high school.
Oh, that's true. And he never really has gotten over me.
No, it's not Steve. He would have sent a room full of hams.
This is like a cheesy romance novel come to life. Who's the mystery man? Is it Kimmy's Latin lover? One of Stephanie's three hot-blooded boy toys? Is it Matt, the kissing veterinarian, or Steve, the lovesick podiatrist? What's ringing? I'm calling Steve.
What? Oh, no, Becky, hi, Steve. Yeah, it's DJ on Becky's phone.
Oh, my God, is Becky having another corn crisis? Listen, just drive her over here, okay? I will squeeze her in before my 10 o'clock hammer toe.
No, she's fine. Just a quick question. Did you send me an insane amount of roses?
No. Does that mean somebody else sent you an insane amount of roses?
No.
If they're not from you, then they're probably for Stephanie or Kimmy.
Oh, okay. Well, look, just tell everybody I said hi. And to avoid foot fungus, always wear flip-flops in the shower.
Bye, Steve. It's not Steve. Oh, and he said to remind you to always wear flip-flops in the shower.
I'm not leaving till I get to the bottom of this. Jesse and I don't have this kind of excitement anymore. After 28 years of marriage, the only mystery is who's going to unload the dishwasher.
And it's not a mystery because it's always me. Yes, it is. It's always me.
Okay, Aunt Becky, time for a baby break.
Oh, no, no, he doesn't want to.
No, no,
he does.
It's okay.
Little break.
Just little break. Aunt Becky, keep going.
Hey, Lola.
Hey, dude. I'll be right there.
Look, I know you like Lola, but the worst thing that could have happened to you just happened.
Ooh, more drama.
What? She called you dude.
Dude?
So? Dude means you've entered the dreaded friend zone.
It's true. Bud, pal, dude, even amigo. She amigoed me yesterday. What do I do?
Once you're in the friend zone, you can never get out. It's like Alcatraz. Or IKEA.
You can get out. Just show her you want to be more than friends. Girls love it when guys do something romantic.
Oh, like all those roses in there?
Exactly. What is Lola like?
Oh, she wants her own horse.
Oh, boy. What else is she like?
M&Ms?
Now we're talking. I'll get her 1,000 M&Ms.
But only the red ones.
But they all taste the same.
Hey, friend zone. You want to be right or you want to be happy?
You've got your new license. Now you're a legal beagle.
Two coffees and one water, no ice.
I thank you. And Fred thanks you.
Okay, we really need to talk about this elephant in the room.
Don't tell me there's an elephant out there.
No, I'm talking about our little makeout session.
Oh, that elephant in the room.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I like you, DJ. And I hope that you like me. And I want to go on a date. But if you don't, I am happy to keep things entirely professional and super awkward.
Matt, you're an amazing guy. But we do work together.
Okay, bad start.
But I do really like you.
Back in the game.
So, I guess there's no harm in going on one little innocent date?
Booyah! How's dinner tonight?
I'm completely free.
Great. You know, I was a little worried when I walked in. You didn't mention the flowers that I got you.
Those were from you?
Yeah, it was just a little gesture.
A little gesture?
Well, that was nothing. Wait till we go on a real date.
Oh my gosh, I think I just lost a filling.
Like, just a second?
Yeah. I have to go to the dentist, but he's all booked right now, so, I'm gonna have to go tonight.
You have a night dentist?
Yeah, it's a real thing. Look it up. I mean, that's the point.
$997, $998, $999. Oh, I'm one red one short. Oh, I'll hide a red Skittle. She'll never know.
So you didn't send me roses either?
No. By either, I didn't mean to imply that I was dating more than one guy. Darren. Okay, all right, bye.
Aw, Steph, I'm so sorry. I heard Mr. Coffee, Mr. Nightclub, and Mr. Baseball didn't send you the roses.
Who'd you hear that from?
From me, I was listening at the door.
You know, sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna find a real relationship. Ooh, hang on, that's my husband.
I'm sorry, you're what?
My husband, Harry Takayama.
It was a beautiful ceremony.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join Stephanie and Harry and holy mattress money. Now say, I do.
I do.
I do too. Stephanie and Harry, I now announce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Ew!
If you don't kiss, you're not really married.
He's not a bad kisser.
I remember that wedding. You were registered at Toys R Us.
Yeah, we did rush into things. We should have waited till we were at least 7. This text says, after what I sent you, I thought I would have heard back from you by now.
Ooh, maybe Harry sent the roses.
Yeah, I'll bet he did. You know, every few years, Harry does something crazy to try and start dating me. But I've never given him a shot.
Maybe you should.
You know, I'm not getting anywhere with these bad boys, and Harry's got a great job. He's dependable, reliable, always on time. You know, what girl doesn't want a man who's tall, dark, and punctual?
Every girl's dream.
And you know what? He was a lot of fun in bed.
What?
Well, we used to love jumping back and forth on the beds together. I want someone to send me roses. I want me some Harry Takayama.
I am inviting him over here right now. This is getting juicy.
You are enjoying this a little too much.
Yes, I am.
Holy chalupas! I really like you. Want to hang out with me Saturday? M&M's and a whole day with Jackson? Heck yeah! Sugar rush, here I come!
Hola, Kimberlina. I like the way you say hello.
Thank you so much for the beautiful roses.
These beautiful roses?
Oh, the note got lost, but I know they're from you, you big hunk of romance.
You sure there's no note? In that case, you're very welcome.
Did you see us kissing again?
I sure did!
You're not gonna tell Ramona, right?
I sure won't!
Why are you crazier than usual?
I ate 999 M&Ms and one Skittle!
I race cars for a living, but that kid makes me nervous.
Hey, Aunt Becky, do you have a minute?
Oh, hold that thought. The baby fashion show is about to begin. I call it A Day in the Life of Tommy Fuller. We start our day in playdate casual. Then this little Viking is off to the playground to conquer new sandboxes. What's that? The call of the sea? It's a trip to the marina to see the tall ships. And our day with a little culture and an evening at the opera. And then it's time for a nightcap. And off to bed, right? Off to bed. Pew.
You need a dog or something.
Can we talk now?
Sure.
Oh, wait, I forgot to show you his astronaut outfit. It turns out Matt sent the roses.
Are you sure? Because according to my notes, there are a lot of suspects still in play.
Oh, no, they're definitely from Matt. He's a weirdo, right?
Of course he is.
Why did I get involved with somebody I work with? Because he's so cute.
and sexy, good point. But now it turns out he's a cute, sexy psycho. But maybe he just really, really likes me. I mean, who could blame him? I am the total package. Let's face it. He has fallen madly in love with me way too fast. And now I have to break his hunky heart. Thanks, Aunt Becky. You always give such great advice.
No, wait. We're not done here. It's time for Tommy's first spacewalk. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know you have a baby problem, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Level checked, yes? Oh, thank you.
Okay, Saturday, we're gonna go to Sephora, pretend we wanna buy lip gloss, and get makeovers for free. And then we'll go to Yogurtland, pretend we don't know what we want, and sample all of the flavors. Hey, Boo. Boo who? Don't be sad, girl. J Money in the house. So, Lolo, looking forward to Saturday?
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Oh, I bet you were.
Go be off the chain, bae.
I can't wait.
You can't wait to go to Sephora and try on makeup?
What are you talking about? Lola and I are going to the Outback for a Bloomin' Onion.
Jackson! There you are! I can't wait for Saturday.
J-Money say what?
I got your note. You're the best brother ever!
Excuse me. There's been a small misunderstanding. Max, that note was not for you. It was for Lola. And so were the 1,000 red M&Ms.
How did you know I loved the red ones?
Oh, everyone knows they're the best.
Plus, I told him.
So, do you want to hang out Saturday?
Sure.
Hold it! We have planned Saturday.
Max, I told you that note wasn't for you.
That changes nothing. We have a signed contract.
It's okay. Max can come too. Saturday's a group hang at the mall.
Yeah, me, Lola, and 12 of our best friends. So I'm gonna go to the mall with Max, Ramona, and 12 other people?
Right.
But you'll be there too?
Yeah.
Sweet! Hey, that's my shoe! Cosmo's a hoarder.
Hey, that's my One Direction pillow. I mean, no, it's not. But, I know who to return it to.
Wow, I just can't believe it. I'm going out with Lola.
Big deal. So am I.
Well, 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 Mrs. Takayama. Looking very prim and proper.
Well, I figure Harry's a businessman, and I want to show him that I mean business.
Oh, yeah, have a tag back there.
Oh, no, don't pull on that. In case this doesn't work out with Harry, I gotta return this puppy. Tuck it in.
Hey, DJ.
So, you will never guess who sent the roses.
Matt.
Fernando.
My husband, Harry.
Oh, we have three suspects again.
Suspect number one, the Latin lover.
First, Kimmy and I get back together again, and then I find a great parking spot. Everything is coming up Fernando today.
Perfect timing. Suspect number two, the kissing veterinarian.
DJ, can we talk? So there are only 12 night dentists in the whole Bay Area. And you weren't at any of them. Because I checked.
Our final suspect, the child groom.
Stephanie!
Harry!
Mwah. Still a good kisser.
You look like $1 million. And in today's uncertain financial times, that's saying a lot. Hi, everyone. Harry Takayama, CPA.
Okay, people, I have a flight to catch. Let's get to the bottom of this. You three gentlemen, sit. Dr. Matt Harmon, did you or did you not give flowers to DJ Fuller?
I did.
See, I told you he sent me the roses.
Oh, I didn't send these.
Wait, you just said...
Oh, hold on. I'm running this show. That brings us to Harry Takayama, CPA, if that is your real job.
Who would lie about being a CPA?
I'll ask the questions. Harry, did you or did you not send these flowers to Stephanie?
I did not.
It was so sweet. Wait, you did not. That means Fernando sent the roses.
It appears once again that I did.
If anyone's missing anything, Cosmo has been hiding stuff under my bed. That means he's sorry. That means he's really sorry. Okay, stop apologizing. You're embarrassing yourself.
Hey, here's the note for the roses.
Oops, I better go feed the meter.
Oh, but the sender's name is chewed off.
Oh, it's after 7. I'm good.
Let me see that. Oh, the florist's name is right here. I can call the store.
Huh. This is too stressful. I didn't send the roses.
Why did you lie to me?
Because I'm so glad we're getting along so good. Please forgive me.
We'll talk about it tonight. And if you're lucky, we'll talk about it in the morning, too.
Okay, if you didn't send the roses, then why did you say you got me flowers?
Because I did. The 2 sunflowers I left at the front desk. I mean, I would have gotten you more, but I didn't want to scare you.
Well, in that case, is it too late to reschedule our date?
I would like that a lot. Or a little, whichever's less scary.
So, what was that text about?
I wanted you to RSVP to my wedding. This one's for real. No holy mattress money.
I never even got your invitation. Oh, which is right here. I'll be there.
Before I get married, there's something I really need to ask you. Do you want the chicken or the fish?
But we still haven't found the secret admirer.
Hey now. I see you got my roses.
These are from you?
Yeah. I think I would have got a thank you call or a text or thumbs up emoji or something.
Oh. Honey, they're beautiful. I love them, but what are they for?
Well, as a thank you for getting to wake up next to you every morning and fall in love with you all over again. Aww. And for that, for the good kissing. Hey, Harry.
Hey.
Hey, kid.
You remember little Harry?
Oh, yeah, he's my CPA. Let's find a way to write these flowers off, huh? All right, come on. Time to whisk you away.
Oh, to Hawaii on a private plane?
No, to San Jose in a rental car. Come on.
Bye, Uncle Jesse.
Love you.
Bye, Uncle Jesse.
I hope the seats fold down on that rental.
Have mercy.
Not for us. I want to get all these flowers in the car.
Ugh, I should have run out of bus.
Everyone, grab a bouquet.
Grab a bouquet.
Well, here's to three beautiful women, none of whom got roses. I bet I'll get some roses tomorrow. Not only did I not get flowers, my husband's marrying another woman. It's just been so long since I've been in love for real. I kind of miss it. Me too. Hey, are you okay? Yeah, it's hitting me that I'm about to go on my first date since Tommy died. But I know he'd want me to be happy. Thank you, guys. I love you. I'm so glad that you're here for me. Yeah. Together, we can get through anything. Oh, don't tell Becky, but I kept a few...